It's the Bob Muscatel Show, and always a pleasure to welcome this gentleman in, Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays with Danny, popular author, obviously. He's written so many great books, including When the Braves Ruled the Diamond. He's revised it and included a lot of stuff from last year when they won the World Championship. He's just very happy when I say that. And that book is back on the shelves. You can find it at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And the new Baseball Bible is it's a must-have if you're a big baseball fan. And listen, friends, he's in a good mood today because, he gets back on the air. We talk a little travel. And he's just a good guy in general. Good morning, Dan. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob. Looking forward to going to the Mets opener tomorrow.
Oh, very nice. Okay, excellent. And by the way, I just played, I don't know if you could hear it while you were on hold, Brave by Sarah Bareilles, because three former Atlanta Braves have birthdays today. And that would be Steve Avery, David Justice, and Hall of Famer Greg Maddux. So I figured in honor of you, I'd lead you in with Brave. How about that?
That's great. Great way to start.
Yeah, exactly right. So now we're going to talk. We're going to switch gears from the Braves and talk Providence, Rhode Island, which is, you know, right over there. It's pretty close. Sometimes we talk about some stuff that's, you know, pretty far off, but now we're talking about one pretty close to home. And Providence, capital of Rhode Island, take us through a few tidbits.
It's a great city. I've been there many, many times because I have family in the area. Population's 190,000. It's actually part of a metro area that also includes Fall River, Massachusetts, and Warwick, Rhode Island, which is the home of TF Green Airport. But what I really love about Providence is the history. You know, I'm a big history buff, mm-hmm. And Providence has 169 of the 400 properties and districts on the National Historic Register in Rhode Island. And that includes a dozen National Historic Landmarks, Bob.
Wow, how about that? And, you know, getting back to TF Green Airport, I've been to a lot of airports, as I'm sure you have. That place is spotless. I haven't been there in a while. I'm sure it's still the same. I mean, that's a beautiful airport as far as airports go.
Well, I like it because it's small and it's easy to get in and out of there. There's train service, there's parking. It's really easy. Southwest has a big presence there. There are other airlines, too. But it's a beautiful little airport. I like it a lot.
I do, too. So it's Providence, which is what we're talking about today, one of several cities worldwide built on seven hills. That's interesting.
It's sort of like biblical Jerusalem. There are a number of cities that claim to be built on seven hills. Providence really is built on all those hills. And it's also a city of neighborhoods, more than two dozen official different neighborhoods, and tons of historic architecture with many federal-style and Victorian-style buildings and homes. And my favorite building, you know what this is going to be, the Superman Building. It's the Industrial National Bank Building, the tallest building in Rhode Island, and it's called the Superman Building because the exterior resembles the Daily Planet from the 1950s George Reeves Superman series.
Oh, man, get me, Kent. Oh, man, that's a great little tidbit right there. Also, it includes, Providence does, the first act of violence against the British Crown. This goes back to 1772, right?
That was the torching of the Gaspé, which actually preceded the Boston Tea Party. And if we're talking first, we have to talk about last, too. First of all, Rhode Island was the first of the 13 colonies to renounce its allegiance to the crown, mm-hmm. but the last to ratify the U.S. Constitution.
How about that? A home of some higher education as well, and we must include an Ivy League school, a great university, Brown University, and there are some other colleges, many more in the area.
Yes, there are about eight of them altogether. And Brown University, of course, is an Ivy League school. It was founded in Warren, Rhode Island in 1764, moving to Providence 3 years later. That's 1777. So it's been there for a long time. Talk about squatters' rights.
Yeah.
And, of course, that culinary college that rivals the CIA, Johnson and Wales, and there are a lot of Johnson and Wales alumni who are out there, including world-famous chef Emeril Lagasse.
I didn't realize that Chef Emeril was from that school. How about that? It's a city of neighborhoods, more than two dozen official ones. It's a neat town, Providence is.
It is. And for people that remember the TV show Providence, starring Melina Kanakarides as a doctor returning home and Mike Farrell as her veterinarian dad, that ran for 4 years on CBS and really showcased the city. I love that show.
Yeah, give me some other natives. I know that George Cohan was from, actually I didn't know that, but I saw from your notes that he was from Providence. Who else?
Don Pardos, the voice of Saturday Night Live for so many years. Meredith Vieira and Minnesota Twins manager Rocco Baldelli all come from Providence. And there's a baseball connection, too, because Babe Ruth hit his only minor league home run while playing for the Providence Grays.
He only hit one minor league home run, huh? Wow.
He was so good, he wasn't there very long.
I was just about to say.
He went right up to the major leagues.
I was about to say. He was there for 5 minutes, and they said, well, this guy's pretty good. Let's bring him up. And, of course, you know, he pitched so well, and then became one of the great hitters of all time. Take us through some of the three rivers that run through the town.
Right. Pittsburgh is known as the home of Three Rivers, you know, Three Rivers Stadium and all that, but Providence can also say that they're the home of Three Rivers. And the hallmark event they have there is based on the Providence River. It's called Waterfire, and it features gondolas and bonfires backed by music. And this runs from May to November. I've been to a few of these things, Bob. It's really gorgeous. Waterfire in Providence. Yeah. Worth going just for that.
I went to it several years ago with some friends. We had a great time, had a great dinner beforehand, and then we went and saw all the wonderful scenes around Providence River. It's beautiful. It really is. I highly recommend it. And, boy, great places to shop. Riverwalk in particular.
Riverwalk is great. That's what you do during the day while you're waiting for Waterfire. You go on Riverwalk. It stretches for about 2 miles. It's lined with shops and restaurants. And you mentioned eating in Providence. They have the best Italian food there. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. Westminster Arcade, a great shopping mall. One of the best ones in the country, really.
Yeah, that's correct. And if you want to see all great places to shop, go to Providence Place Mall, which is part of the Capitol Center. It's also home to the Omni Providence Hotel and Water Place Park, which is reclaimed land from former railroad tracks. And basically, it's cobblestone and concrete below street traffic that is a really cool place to relax and contemplate.
And, you know, if you're going to be a city worth your salt, you've got to obviously be at the top from a cultural standpoint as well. And the Providence Performing Arts Center is one of the best in the Northeast. It really is.
Yes, it is. And there's so many things to see all over. Even the State House, which is topped by a self-supporting marble dome, which is second in size only to the one on St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. How do you like that?
Wow, my goodness. Great railroad hub, by the way. So, you know, if that's a nice central meeting point for a lot of people coming from different directions, right?
It is. You can fly into TF Green Airport, hop a train to Boston if you want, or go up to Boston on the train for a game at Fenway Park. It's a lot better than trying to park and around Fenway.
We probably should talk a little football. Obviously, the Patriots play in Foxborough. That's halfway between Providence and Boston. That's a nice meeting point for a lot of people heading to a Patriot game.
It is. It's a great location, beautiful stadium, Foxborough, Mass. And as you mentioned, halfway between Providence and Boston.
And I know you're a big museum guy, Natural History Museum there, zoos, planetariums, a lot of things to see in Providence.
Yes, and everything is named after Roger Williams, who came to Providence in 1636, landing in the College Hill area. He was the first to advocate separation of church and state, a great idea, and still that fight continues today, actually.
Yes, it sure does. So if people want to find out a little bit more about Providence, they can Google Providence, or they can simply type in goprovidence.com, and that's a great place to start for further information about Providence, Rhode Island. Great subject matter today, Dan. I'm glad we went there.
Thanks, Bob. And next week, we're going to talk Atomic Testing Museum in Las Vegas.
Do we have to wear special clothing, or can we just appear?
Well, we just hope that we don't bomb out.
Yeah, my goodness gracious me. All right, I'm letting you go on that note. Dan, always a pleasure. Enjoy the Met home opener. Good luck to you there. Stay safe. And let's talk again next Friday, okay?
Very good, Bob. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today on WLIS and WMRD.